Molly McIntyre sat at the kitchen table, daydreaming about her Halloween costume. It would be a pink dress with a long, floaty skirt that would swirl when she turned and swish when she walked. There would be shiny silver stars on the skirt to match the stars in her crown. The top of the dress would be white. Maybe it would be made of fluffy angora, only Molly wasn't sure they had angora back in Cinderella's time. That's who Molly wanted to be for Halloween. Cinderella. All she had to do was, one, talk her mother into buying the material and making the costume. Two, find some glass slippers somewhere. And three, convince Linda and Susan, her two best friends, to be the ugly stepsisters. She could probably talk Susan into it. As long as Susan got to wear a long dress, she wouldn't mind being a stepsister. But Linda was another story. If they were going to be fairy tale princesses, Linda would want to be Snow White because she had black hair, just like Snow White's. Linda would want Molly and Susan to be dwarfs. Probably sleepy and grumpy, thought Molly. Well, Molly certainly felt like grumpy tonight. She looked at the clock. She had been sitting at the kitchen table for exactly 2 hours, 46 minutes, and 1, 2, 3 seconds. She had been sitting at the kitchen table, in fact, ever since 6 o'clock, when Mrs. Guilford, the housekeeper, called everyone to supper. Molly had smelled trouble as soon as she walked into the kitchen. It was a heavy, hot smell, kind of like the smell of dirty socks. She sat down and saw the odd orange heap on her plate. She made up her mind right away not to eat it. "What's this orange stuff?" she asked. Mrs. Guilford turned around and gave her what Molly's father used to call the Gladys Guilford glacial glare. "Polite children do not refer to food as stuff," said Mrs. Guilford. "The vegetable which you are lucky enough to have on your plate is mashed turnip."
"I'd like to return it," whispered Molly's 12-year-old brother, Ricky.
"What was that, young man?" asked Mrs. Guilford.
"I like to eat turnips," said Ricky,
and he shoveled a forkful into his mouth. Eating turnips was no hardship for Ricky. He would eat anything. Quick as a wink, all his turnips were gone. "That rat, Ricky," thought Molly. She looked over at her older sister. Jill was putting ladylike bites of turnip in her mouth and washing them down with long, quiet sips of water. Almost all of the horrible orange stuff was gone from her plate. Molly sighed. In the old days, before Jill turned 14 and got stuck up, Molly used to be able to count on her to make a big fuss about things like turnips. But lately, Molly had to do it all herself. Jill was acting superior. This new, grown-up Jill was a terrible disappointment to Molly. If that's what happened to you when you got to be 14, Molly would rather be 9 forever. The turnips sat on Molly's plate, getting cold. They were turning into a solid lump that oozed water. With her fork, Molly carefully pushed her meat and potatoes to a corner of her plate so that not a speck of turnip would touch them and ruin them. "Disgusting," she said softly.
"There will be no such language used at this table," said Mrs. Guilford. "Furthermore, anyone who fails to finish her turnips will have no dessert, nor will she be allowed to leave the table until the turnips are gone."